December 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, as the season of Christmas draws ever nearer, prepare your hearts for the arrival of my Son, just as Saint Joseph prepared the manger. You can forgive everyone who touched your lives as a worthy sacrifice. In heaven, there is no unforgiveness, only holy love. Think, as you prepare your hearts, how peaceful the world would be if everyone would forgive his neighbor. There would be no threat of wars. All the worldly resources I provide would be shared. There would be no dishonesty or fraud. Therefore, each soul would be worthy of trust. The life I give in the womb would once again be revered. No one would hold a hidden agenda in his heart. I would be at the center of each heart. Truth would rule every heart. With truth reigning in every heart, my commandments would once again reign over the world. No heart would be held captive by love of sin. Think of my Son's coming to you on Christmas as a prelude to my Son's return. Then, every heart will be restored to righteousness. Politics will not be the source of sin and anxiety. Disordered self-ambition will never again enter hearts. Anger will not control decisions. Truth will reign supreme. Please understand, I await my Son's coming also. I understand the frustration of the righteous as they experience the evil all around them. To you I say, persevere. I need your prayers and sacrifices more than ever during these times of waiting. Every prayer counts. Souls have never been this needy before. Today, as I gaze upon the world, I see Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah combined. Find your ark of peace in prayer and sacrifice. I am with you, holding your hand. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.